From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. It's Here and Now. Senate confirmation hearings are underway today for Christopher Wray. He's President Trump's appointee for FBI director, and if confirmed, Wray will take the post once held by James Comey, the former FBI director whom Trump fired in May. And the hearings come right in the middle of the maelstrom surrounding revelations of Donald Trump Jr.'s meeting with a Kremlin-linked lawyer during the campaign last year. Last night, Trump Jr. defended himself on Fox News, but said that he, quote, could have handled a meeting with the lawyer better. His father, the president, took to Twitter to stand up for his son, tweeting, quote, my son Donald did a good job last night. He was open, transparent, and innocent. This is the greatest witch hunt in political history. Sad. Well, we're joined now by NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving to give us the latest on what's happening at the Capitol. Hi there, Ron.
Hello, Meghna.
Well, let's start off with Christopher Wray's hearings today. I've got some tape here of Republican Senator Lindsey Graham pressing Wray about his assessment of the appropriateness of Donald Trump Jr.'s actions. And here's a bit of that exchange.
I think it would be wise to let the FBI know.
You're going to be the director of the FBI, pal. So here's what I want you to tell every politician. If you get a call from somebody suggesting that a foreign government wants to help you by disparaging your opponent, tell us all to call the FBI.
To the members of this committee, any threat or effort to interfere with our elections from any nation state or any non-state actor is the kind of thing the FBI would want to know.
Your analysis of that exchange, Ron?
Very carefully worded. Notice that he said to the members of this committee, and those are the people he's addressing in the room. He was very careful to keep it in the room and not sound as though he were sending a message either to the president or any of the president's progeny or any of the president's men or women. He was trying to just answer the question in the context in which it was immediately being asked. And that's the kind of careful, lawyerly response we've been hearing from Chris Wray all morning.
Interesting. But there's context within the context of all that's been going on with the Trump administration. I mean, tell us a little bit more about Christopher Wray himself. What kind of background does he have and what have senators made of it?
He is not what you'd call a household name. He's not as well known as most of his predecessors were. Most of the photographs you will see of him in stories prior to today were taken in 2005 when he was a young but highly ranking attorney in the Justice Department under President George W. Bush. And he got involved in some of the controversies of that time with respect to surveillance and so forth, but he was not damaged by these issues. He has, generally speaking, been assigned to that group of people who were objecting to some of the extremes of surveillance proposals from the Bush administration. And he left later in that same year to return to his private law practice with King & Spalding. That's an Atlanta-based firm that specializes in white-collar defense for individuals and corporations. That has included a couple of Russian corporations, and that has raised some eyebrows in some quarters. But that is not necessarily Chris Wray's direct involvement in his law firm, and that has not been a big focus of these hearings, at least not so far.
Interesting. Well, Democrats today asked Wray several times, and Wray responded that he insisted that he was never asked to give any kind of loyalty oath, as James Comey has claimed President Trump had asked of him. So are responses like that going to satisfy Democratic senators that Wray is going to be an independent FBI director?
They will not fully satisfy every Democratic senator, and they certainly will not satisfy every critic in the media and in the social media that you can see objecting to Chris Wray. But from a practical standpoint, they are likely to be sufficient. We've already heard Democrat Dianne Feinstein of California say that she is accepting Chris Wray's representations in this area. And so that would seem to be a pretty good signal.
Ron, just a couple of quick seconds there, here. Healthcare, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has pushed back that August recess by a couple of weeks. Are they still far from a deal, though? Just got a couple seconds.
Yes, they are more than 2 weeks' worth of negotiation away. They need a breakthrough. They need a magic bridge to bring together the different parts of the Republican Party. It's not in sight yet.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, a pleasure as always.
Thank you, Meghna.